Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. That's what I like to say. We cover it all. We cover estate planning, income planning, tax planning, investment planning, asset protection. We can't get into everything today, but we're going to get into a lot. For example, we're going to talk. Hey, I don't know if you saw it. The IRS came out and they announced the new tax brackets for 2025. I know that's not exciting or thrilling news, but I'm going to prove to you how important this is. We're going to talk about that. And then again, how it can impact you. Of course, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that's going into next year. Next year is the last year unless something changes for these, what we call the 40-year low marginal tax brackets. There's opportunities you need to be aware of. I'm going to give you multiple examples today. End of year planning, that kind of falls in line with what I'm talking about. You have until December 31st to fund your 401ks. You have until December 31st to do Roth conversions. You have until December 31st to do gifts, charitable contributions. We can go down the line. Required minimum distributions. These are important things to talk about. I'll make some offers on some information as well because we have end-of-year planning reports. I can't, as I said, get into everything, so I try to offer this information. I do offer this information. You can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. Since I'm speaking of it, you can download some of these reports. We have a library on there. Really is, you know, I don't want to say I'm tooting my own horn because I basically authored all of these, but they are compliance approved. But if you can pull them down, you know, information on all aspects as it relates to your retirement plan. And then we're going to talk about the market, of course. Got to talk about the market because it's there. It never goes away. And we've had some volatility recently. It's interesting. October, well, I don't know if, in the words of Mark Twain, October, this is the one peculiarly, it's hard to say that, dangerous month of speculating for stocks. That was Mark Twain. He said the others are January, February, March, April, May, but I'm bum. Anyway. But October, notoriously, it's not really, I don't think it's the worst performing month, but it was 1929, Black Thursday. U.S. investors dumped more than 13 million shares on the stock market. As we know, that was the famed stock market crash. Well, we had another one in 1997. I don't know if you remember this. This is just interesting in perspective. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 554 points. And that was the first time they invoked the so-called circuit breaker rule to stop trading. That's a little controversial. We don't need to talk about that. But anyway, 554 points. Now, back then, I mean, we've seen that. We've seen some three-digit market. I'm not really a fan on these when they talk markets, you know, dropping. They always try to be very, these news agencies always try to be, I don't know, a little dramatic. But today, what would be the equivalent? Well, when you look at the Dow, about, it's a little under 43,000. That would be a pretty significant drop to even have, because that was about a 20% drop. If you have a 20% drop, that 550 back in that time, so a 20% drop, I mean, do the math, you'd have to have quite a bit, 4,200, you'd have about an 8,000 point drop. Can you imagine that? Wow. Anyway, let's move on. So my point is, though, when we talk about, I want to always get back to, you know, this part of how does it impact you. When you see the market fluctuate like this, I mean, we're having earnings seasons right now, about 20% after this week have come out with third quarter earnings. AT&T, Coke, Boeing, those came out this week. Those are from the Dow. Some not so good, some better. Of course, Boeing is just a tragedy, what's happening there. But, you know, understanding what you own, I say, you know, this is what I come back to when we talk about having an investment plan. If I asked you, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? What would you say? And I'm saying the chances are you're long overdue. When we take a look at what we own, and I think when we have this, I always call it reduce, you know, you have this uncertainty because we're not really sure. Like, for example, I just mentioned the Dow, AT&T, Coke and Boeing are all on the Dow 30. There's 30 stocks. You know, moves based on price. United Health, I know it sounds crazy, is on the Dow, but that is the biggest price. It has the highest, it's over $500 a share. So that moves the market and the Dow. The S&P is cap weighted. But do you know over the last 5 years, the Dow is up 59%, the S&P is up 93%? Again, ballpark, plus or minus. What do you want? And then I've talked about, I'm going to give you a few examples here. You know, the 10-year Treasury is at 4.2. Most of us, the vast majority, there's almost, I would say, almost, there's almost no one I meet with really, it's got to be less than a half of 1% that don't own bonds. The 10-year's at 4.2. Do you know the bonds? I looked at AGG, TLT, BND, the bond total bond indexes, the aggregate bond index, the 20-year. They're all negative year to date. And so what does this mean? Well, it means you may own some of this stuff. And so you're saying, I see the market move. How does that impact me? So when we have this uncertainty and then we have emotion, boy, that can be really problematic in what we own. I've talked about target date funds before, the 2030s, the 2035s, the 2025 funds. Do you know 42% of all 401ks are own these? $3.27 trillion. So again, very common when people come in through the door and we look at their 401ks, they have these funds. Do you know they've dramatically underperformed? Barron's had an article here, and it said that not only have 2040 target, this is target date funds, lagged the index by a compounded annual average of 2.4 percentage points. Do you realize that it can impact your portfolio? And they have, we talked about international. Usually these cookie cutter asset allocations have international. And again, these are just indexes. The international over the last 5 years has done 29%. The S&P 92. How does that impact you? We haven't, I mentioned until the end of the year, I don't want to get off on too many tangents, but if you look under the hood of your portfolio, you may see some of these bond positions have negative unrealized losses. Well, you can harvest those losses. Guess what? It's tax deductible. You have until the end of the year. Then you can reposition them into maybe some other alternatives. There are bond alternatives out there that you could consider. I've talked about them before. Structured notes, which that's a whole discussion there. You need to get the information. I can get that to you. You know, you can get 8%, 9% yield on some of these sometimes. Does that make sense? There's some little risks there. Maybe you should go into some of the high-yield bonds. HYG, I've talked about that. Double Line has some good bonds. Jeff Gundlach, they've talked about that. Now, I'm not saying abandon bonds, but that could be part of your portfolio. Understand and look under the hood. This is so important. I made the comment before. We'll talk about this a little. We're coming up on a break. But I asked the question, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Because the chances are you're long overdue. And so we really want to take a look. So let me make this offer. I'm gonna make some other offers here. I'm going to get some information. I told you you can go to alphawealthgroup.com and download some information. We have the end of year planning report. We also have the portfolio reports, all types of stuff on there that I just mentioned. But this is what I want to talk to again. The last time, when was the last time you rebalanced your portfolio? I've also mentioned that Capitalize has come out. They said there's over 30 million, and getting organized, 30 million job changers have left old 401ks behind, about 1.6 trillion. Then, besides having three and four accounts, we're not sure what we're there. You know, it's tough to monitor. It's not to be critical. But then what do you own? And so this is important. I call it our portfolio x-ray. If you want to take advantage of this, it's designed to answer the question, am I taking more risk than I need to, right? This is part of it. So we can show you how much risk you're taking and answer the question, are you getting the performance to match the risk? We can show you the fees and how to reduce them so you can put more money in your pocket. And, you know, these are pretty significant. You've been accumulating assets all your life. Let's give it some purpose and some management. Let's look at how we can organize and get this plan in place. That's the portfolio x-ray. If you want to take advantage of that, you know, I say just put all your statements. I know most people come in here with a stack of investments. Do that. Bring it all in. Let's get it. We will run a complete, you'll know what you own. You'll know why you own it. And you know what I think? You'll be able to reduce your uncertainty, reduce your emotions, and increase your probability of success. That's about having an investment plan. So give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for a complete understanding of your portfolio. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. If you've got a specific question, if you want to understand, again, some questions on the investments, give us a call or alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time to meet with me, chat with me. Any way we can help you, that's what we're here for. Coming up, I want to get into, again, some of these tax issues. We're coming up on the end of the year. God, we got so much more to get into. Stick around. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. As I say, we're a complete retirement planning firm right here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to give us a call, any information that we offered, any questions we can help you out with, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download reports on tax planning, investment planning, estate planning, A lot of great information there. You can also schedule a time if you want to even chat for 15 minutes, set up a phone call, or want to come in and sit down and do a complete analysis. You know, I did spend a little bit of time on the market. I do want to get into taxes as well as other aspects of your plan, end of year strategies. We'll get into that. But on the investments, again, we're getting into some volatility here. It's earnings season. We've had about 20% report. I've talked about that. But the point is, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Do you know what you own? Have you been organized? We just have to be very careful. The last thing you want to do is go backwards as you near retirement or you're in retirement. The other thing is, if market declines occur, certainly in the early years, paired with withdrawals, boy, that could reduce the longevity of your portfolio. That's why this stuff is so important. And so I offered that portfolio x-ray. Understand the risk. Know what you own. Then you can take action. And as I said, I think reduce the emotions, reduce the uncertainty, and then increase the probability of success. So if you want to take advantage of that, again, I offered the portfolio x-ray. And we'll do, you know, I always, when I offer these things specific to that, because if that's what's important to you, but if there's, we'll look at everything. So I say, always put everything together, throw it in a box or a bag, whatever. And we'll also do the income analysis, the tax ideas we're going to talk about here in a minute. Overall, we'll look at everything. We usually do, that's just how we approach it. I like to say we're different by design. So, but as I said, call us 630-864-6711 if you want some help, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Let me pivot here into some of these announcements. You know, a couple weeks ago, I think I announced Social Security now has increased. Every year in October, they increase Social Security benefits. The increase going into next year will be 2.5%. Isn't that great? So you may see it at $40 to $50 per month, depending on your benefit, increase in Social Security. They've just come out with, and I'm going to get back to that in a little bit, but tax brackets. They just came out with the new tax brackets for 2025. Keep in mind, these do typically go up a little bit. So for example, the 12% tax bracket means you are paying 12% on your taxes, went from $94,003 to $96,950. The 22% up to, in other words, if you're between $94,000 and $201,000, you're in a 22% tax bracket at that point. They've increased that to $206,000. Why is this important? Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. You know what what we do. Again, when we talk about, we incorporate tax planning. Now, this is next year, 2025, the brackets have increased. What is their opportunity for you there? Well, Roth conversions. And I've talked about this before. First of all, it's good to know your tax bracket. 22%, 12%, do you know what it is? If I asked you, you could pull out your 1040 later today, don't do it now, and look on taxable income. It is not your gross income. By the way, the standard deduction is going to be increased to $30,000. So that means if you make $100,000, your taxable income's $70,000. This is for a couple. I'm giving you joint. You can kind of have them if you're single. But so your $70,000 is your taxable income. You're in a 12% tax bracket. That's important to know. Why is that important to know? Because if you're at $70,000, and I come across this very often, when people have just retired or they're kind of in the middle of before they start taking their income maybe is reduced because they're going into retirement. If you're at $70,000, that means you have about a $25,000 runway of doing Roth conversions. Why wouldn't you do that? So you can take $25,000 at 12%, move it from your IRA to a Roth IRA, that's a conversion, and pay 12%, never pay tax on it again the rest of your life. You have no required minimum distributions. You know, I say this all the time, I'm sorry, but it's important. It doesn't tax your Social Security. It isn't factored into the Medicare premium calculation, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. The tax rate on it's always zero. So if you don't want the IRS to be a bigger partner in your plan, this is just one example. That's why I talk about these end-of-year things. You have until the end of the year to do it in these tax brackets, which, by the way, could go away in 2026. Next year, right now, on the books, is the last year. And you can go up to 206. Now, here's an idea. You do 25,000 at 12%, you spill into the 22, you do another 25,000, that's 50,000, half of it at 12, half of it at 22, you know, split the difference. 17%, because remember, it's blended. You don't pay in the marginal tax bracket. But would you do that if I asked you the question? And that's why You hear me say it all the time. Make informed decisions. When I work with individuals, I go through these explanations. I say, please don't base it just on my opinion. Here are the facts. If you can move 50,000, half at 12, half at 22, that's at 17% as a blend, would you pay 17% on that money to move it to never pay tax on it the rest of your life? No required distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security, goes to your spouse and children tax-free, does, you know, we can go down the list. And the answer is yes. Well, then let's do it. Okay? And so, yes, these new tax brackets come out, but you should have a sense. Again, this doesn't have to be that complicated. We have this terrible relationship with taxes. And unfortunately, the end result is we end up giving away more money, and that means less in our pocket, which, again, impacts the longevity of our retirement success or our investments. So if I have to pull out $30,000 or $40,000 to net $30,000, $10,000 goes to my partner and tax rates go up, does that mean I'm going to be giving more money away? Yes, it does. Those accounts are effectively joint titled with the government. I'm sorry. Roths are not. I mentioned Roth contributions. You have $8,000 per person per year. Now, you can do that until next year, but that's on top of the Roth conversions. By the way, you can do Roth conversions at any age. You can do them in any amount, and you can do them at any time. So this is just one idea, and this is why we want to incorporate this. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. But I also, you know, I think you, in this industry, sometimes, you know, you get this, oh, go talk to your CPA. Okay, and then you talk to the CPA and you say, I heard about this IRS rule. And they say, well, go talk to an attorney. That's a legal issue. And then you got, you know, the communication breaks down. And so I'm not a CPA, I'm not an attorney, but we do estate planning in-house. We have an attorney that does that. We do all of these things. And I'm knowledgeable enough where I'm the point person. We coordinate all these things. And so when I talk about how important this stuff is, look, taxes can play a big part in your retirement. This generation, it may pay be the biggest. We've got a debt, by the way, the U.S. debt is approaching $36 trillion. I mean, it's insanity. These people that run this government, it's malfeasance at a level. I don't want to get into it. It's very upsetting what they're doing, bankrupting the, you know. Anyway, we'll go on. But my point is, you've got tax rates at 40-year lows. You've got the debt at all-time highs and just increasing, you know, every second we speak. I think it's $5 billion a day or an hour. I don't even know. It's so crazy. But where do you think tax rates are going in the future? What are we doing to keep more money in our pocket? I mentioned those. You have until the end of the year. Again, we're getting back to this end of year, which, by the way, is on our website, the end of your planning report. I can't get into all the ideas. If you want to download it, you can. I'll get it out to you as well. But these are things you can do. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. $30,500 if you're 50 or over. I mentioned doing the Roth. Try to accelerate that. I had someone here this week. He said, can I increase my contributions? Yes, you can. Call the company. Tell them, keep 20% of my paycheck the rest of the year, 50%. Put it in the Roth. See? Man, and then when we start doing these things, it becomes infectious. You just start to get engaged. You can't help it. This is why I say, you know, it's like that potential energy versus kinetic energy, right? Potential energy, get it moving. The kinetic, the rock's sitting there, potential, it's moving down the hill. Let's get moving. And so in that vein, look, you know, when we talk about having a plan, that's really what it's all about. And so my goal is to try to help you get a plan in place. And in this world, the way things are going, you know, without a complete plan, you know, your probability of success could be reduced. So we want to take a look at that. If you want to schedule a time, again, the challenges in the economy, saving and investing alone, I don't think it's enough. If you want to retire successfully, you need to create a financial game plan, reducing taxes, generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk. And I don't believe anything short of a financial game plan puts you in a much greater, puts you in a better place, I should say. So give us a call if you want to schedule a time. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. We'll sit down. We'll dig in. You'll walk out of here with a plan. You'll walk out of here with a minimum of ideas that are going to make a difference in your overall plan for you and your family. Give us a call. Coming up, I have so much more to get into because there's so much to talk about. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information, if you have questions, if you want to schedule a time, you know, feel free to reach out to us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. 6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. I've covered a couple topics. And I say we're complete. We talk about investments. We talk about the market. We talk about estate planning, asset protection, income planning, and tax planning. We've covered a number of those topics today. My goal, as much as possible, is not only to get you ideas and information, but then maybe get you motivated to take action, because I think procrastination, it's one of those things where I guess it's, I made the point. Procrastination, so people say, what's the biggest obstacle? That's it, because if you don't do anything, we talk about getting organized. Certainly that's an obstacle. We talk about these other things, but you got to take action. You really do. And so if this motivates you to say, hey, I'm going to do a Roth conversion before the end of the year, I'm going to take a look at my tax returns and understand where my marginal tax bracket is. Hey, I'm going to take a look at my estate plan and revisit my beneficiaries, which we're going to talk about in a second. All of these things are good. I've offered the portfolio X-ray. If you want to take advantage of that, understand how you're set up, hopefully reduce some of the uncertainty, reduce some of the emotions, and increase the success. That's very positive. So we just need to, we have to kind of stay on top of this, or at least work with people that are going to help stay on top of this for us. Because the impact to you is, how is that going to impact your retirement? How is that going to impact your overall plan? And it can be pretty significant. So I mentioned the Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to do those. And this is this problem with these large IRAs, which I've talked about over the last few weeks, understanding what, because then it means we have large RMDs. Most of our money is in tax deferred, which means whatever the tax rates are in the future. And so we have the seven, I'm sorry, I meant to say we have, I think there's seven, yeah, the getting to tax-free, that report's on our website. I'll send it out to you as well if you want it. Seven ideas on there. The end of your planning report, couple that, those are two separate reports. Couple it with those ideas. Again, you can have till the end of the year to do Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. You have until the end of the year to offset gains and losses in your accounts. You have until the end of the year to take your required minimum distribution. You have until the end of the year to set up a health savings account. You have until the end of the year to do charitable gifting to children, which are now $18,000 per person per year. Anyway, so there you go. Let me talk a little bit about one thing about that may be overlooked is this Tax Cut and Jobs Act. It also reduces the estate tax exemption and the federal estate tax exemption. That's going to be cut in half. And so you have some lifetime gifting that you could consider doing to get money out in case that does go down. Now that's money that's out of your estate. We just want to be aware of these things. And so, I've had a couple meetings this week. I talked to somebody who was over the amount. You got to remember, too, in the state of Illinois, that's a separate estate tax. And so when we talk about estate planning, it's not just having the living trust, the powers of attorney, the medical powers of attorney. You'll get a lot of opinions. Again, I try to stay away from opinions. You'll get a lot of opinions on, well, do I need a trust? Do I not need a trust? I had someone a meeting this week. Someone has bought some property in Texas. They're going to move. And we know this is becoming more and more common. You have a property in Florida. You have a property in Illinois or Wisconsin. That means you're exposed to probate potentially in two states. Are you aware of that? And so in a trust, you avoid probate if those assets are titled to your trust. There's other benefits. It's private. It goes to the beneficiaries you want to, the people you want to be in charge are in charge. There's succession in there to children and grandchildren. I mean, this is why this stuff is so important. This is why we incorporate that. Do you have a trust? And if you have a trust, when was the last time you looked at it? It's kind of like the portfolio. When was the last time you looked at it? People come in, I just looked at one. The attorney did for a client. They have co-trustees. I don't know if they're aware of that. It means both their children have to work together. Is that what you want? Certain ages are in there. They may be unaware of it. They may have forgotten, again, how they set them up. A lot of times we don't look at them. Are your assets titled to the trust? Look, if you have a bank account or a brokerage account that's still in your name, it's not in the trust. It's got to be titled to the trust. Is the deed of your property in the trust? The other thing, come back to this. The estate taxes in the state of Illinois, you could lose an exemption. So I don't know where ultimately the estate tax is going to be, but right now, so for example, if a husband and wife is very common, everything's joint title or they're the beneficiary on everything. If you pass away and everything goes to your spouse and you haven't preserved your exemption, it's gone, right? That's an exemption that's gone. So you know, if your children inherit the assets eventually from the second spouse, you know, from the surviving spouse, let's say they get all the assets from mom and they see, they're told they owe estate taxes and they say, well, wait a minute, mom had an estate tax, dad had an estate tax exemption. Why do I owe estate tax? And they could say, because you didn't get anything from dad. You got it all from mom. His is gone. All of this, gosh, this is so important. And that's why when I say, you know, if you're talking with someone and they say, well, what about these marginal tax brackets? Should I do conversions? They say, go talk to your CPA. Or someone says, you know, what about this trust, these estate planning? Well, go talk to the attorney. And, you know, nobody's talking. And sometimes there's some loose ends here. So I bring up these things. I had, again, I'll give you another example. I was having a conversation with someone that called in, and she said, I have this life insurance policy. It was like $1 million policy. Now, the joke was, we kind of joked about it. She said, well, it's not going to benefit me. No, it's not. Right? It's going to benefit the beneficiaries. So she said, I said, but in her estate was significant. She's done a terrific job. Sharp lady. And I said, you realize that that is the life insurance is income tax-free. It is not estate tax-free. She didn't know that. I said, so what we should probably look at is doing an irrevocable trust, not irrevocable. You can gift the insurance, life insurance, to the irrevocable trust. Now it's not part of your estate. Now there's some look back provisions. But my point is, now that $1 million life insurance policy will go not only income tax free, but estate tax free to her children. Isn't that nice? These just overlooked. If that $1 million was exposed to estate tax, you know, you could be having to turn around and give hundreds of thousands of dollars back to the government. Just because of that one move. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too animated here, but I'm making, hopefully these are just ideas. And as I said, if this gets you to say, hey, I'm going to stop procrastinating, I'm going to put documents in place and get this estate plan in place, or B, I'm going to review the documents because I have them in place and make sure they're set up the way they should be. That's all part of it. Beneficiary designations, you know, unless you name your trust or will as a beneficiary, those documents have absolutely nothing. Let me repeat, as they say, you know, if they're not listed as beneficiaries, those flow outside your estate plan documents. It's not a bad thing, but when was the last time, like your portfolio or your estate plan, when's the last time you did a beneficiary audit? Because you can't change them post-death. I'm kind of segueing more into some of the overall estate planning. I talked primarily about the tax aspect of it. How do we minimize the estate tax and get as much to our children and grandchildren tax-free? What are you doing to accomplish that? By the way, Roths go tax-free to them, too. Isn't that nice? Roths are tax-free to your children and grandchildren. That's a good thing. This stuff is important. I hope this is helping you, and maybe revisit your plan. If, again, I always say it's about being complete. And so if, you know, saving and investing, you know, you've done a great job. I see it all the time. But you could be vulnerable. And that's not a plan. Growing a pile of money and picking at it, that's not a plan. And I'm not trying to be critical. When people come in and they've really worked so hard, I really appreciate and respect that. But when we take a look at your overall plan, what are you doing to tie all of these loose ends together potentially? What are you doing to say, I feel confident that I have done the best I can to make sure I preserve all I've worked for, I have it during my lifetime, and to the extent I don't use it, it goes through to my children and grandchildren and spouse in the most efficient manner. That, I think, would make you feel good. So if you want to take advantage of that and to answer those questions, give us a call. Schedule a time. You'll meet with myself or one of our advisors, 630-864-6711 for your complete customized retirement plan. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time, download information. I mean, it's all about getting information and helping you out. Coming up, we have more. Of course, there is more. Stick around. You'll see Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm Tom Fortino. I'm your host. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're a retirement planning firm. I mentioned I'm an investment advisor rep. That means we provide investment, money management, portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed, life insurance, healthcare, law annuities, long-term care. That aspect of it too, which is it's helpful because I, you know, as an advisory firm, we can help on all of those aspects. If you have questions, we also have attorneys that do the estate planning. That we work with. All of this stuff is part of it, and that's why I say it's about being complete. We've talked about the market. I mentioned getting organized, getting a plan in place, knowing what you own, looking under the hood. Hopefully those ideas have been helpful to you, and I've offered the portfolio analysis. We've gotten into some of the ideas on tax planning and things you can do prior to the end of the year, and then I kind of segued into estate planning These are these pillars. They talk about the five pillars of your plan. That's it. That's how you build a financial house or a retirement plan. Having income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes, doing what you can there. New tax brackets came out in 2025. We mentioned that. Having an investment plan that you can stick with, that you're confident in. And then protecting the assets during your lifetime in the event of an unforeseen event, like a premature death, a long-term illness. And then, of course, having the estate and legacy plan in place to control assets during your lifetime, and to the extent you don't go through them, they go to your children and grandchildren in the most effective manner. That's being complete. That's what I believe. And so that's a good blueprint. We also have our retirement roadmap. If you want any of that stuff, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Send me a question. Download information. You can even schedule, as I said, schedule a time to meet with me if you like. You can also give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You know, I looked at some of these things. I get this information this week, some of the birthdays. Christopher Lloyd from Taxi, 86. By the way, one of my favorite. If you haven't seen Taxi, it holds up. You know, certain comedies hold up over time. What's interesting, he's still alive. Danny DeVito's still alive. Tony Danza, Mary Lou Henner, Judd Hirsch. There's a couple that have passed away, but that's kind of crazy. They could do a reunion, I guess, but it is one of the funniest, most clever. That's my opinion. I'm sorry. Bill Wyman, 88. Wow. The Who. I'm sorry, The Who. Bill Wyman. I'm sorry. The Rolling Stones. And Marion Ross is 96 from Happy Days. Wow. We see a lot of longevity. So, you know, that comes to another thing we talk about, longevity risk. And it's probably not uncommon in your families, and we see it all the time, more and more people. You know, the probability of a man age 65, 90% probability of living to 87, and one in four men at 65 will live to 93. One in four women, of course, always outdoing us, they'll live to, they have a probability of living to 96 at age 65. Wow. So what does that mean? Quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff before, where he says, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So when we talk about, now he's kind of a Social Security expert. He's a Boston professor of Boston University. He's also testified before Congress on some other issues regarding debt and so on. But if you think about it, when we talk about longevity risk, we get into life expectancy, but it's really longevity, because if you're 65, again, that's different than what your life expectancy was. It doesn't matter what happened the first 65. It's from then on. But if you live four more years than you expected and you need $50,000 a year from your investments, well, that's $200,000 more you may need. And expenses don't stop. Your property tax, I mean, I was going to say mortgage, but if you've done a mortgage, a property tax just for the benefit of living in your house. You have health care, which those we know how health care outpaces. Then you've seen those studies. You need $350,000. Fidelity comes out with them. Others have come out that you need that set aside just for health care. What about long-term care? You know, clothing, food, all those things. And hopefully, we factor in that those expenses, fun and things we want to do. But how do we get there? And as I said, that's why when I talk about income planning and longevity risk, as part of that, certainly taxes are it. I talked about how to get to tax-free. Well, let's reduce that risk. We talk about asset protection. We have the documents in place that controls powers of attorney. That reduces that risk. And so how do we reduce these other risks? Well, having income you can't outlive. We talked about this before. And so I define income as that comes in at any age, right? It's not only comes in regardless of the market, comes in regardless of investment and savings, but comes in at any age. How many things, like, it's great if you have, you know, you save money, but technically that's not a guaranteed income stream. It just isn't. Now, could it last, and will it, is there a high probability? Maybe. If you have $1 million and you're pulling $40,000 a year off it, maybe, but it's not guaranteed. So when I talk about the Social Security decision and the importance of that, I've quoted Forbes before. They say 96% of those making decisions on when to claim Social Security give up $111,000. Or lose out on $111,000 of lifetime benefits because of the way they claim it. It could be much higher, depending on when you do it. I had a couple in here just this week. She said, I'm taking it at 60. She was going to take it at 62. Now she's past that. And she said, I'm going to take it at 62. I'm just going to start. You know, and the husband said, well, I'm going to defer it. Well, that's okay. The higher benefit stays. You know, it grows by 8% per year. I mentioned the 2.5% COLA. Cost of living, it's not really the right term for it, but that will suffice. They use another term. But that's on top of the 8%. So that's a 10.5% increase by waiting a year, which lasts for the rest of your life. And oh, by the way, it goes to your spouse. Does that help longevity risk? I think it does. You look at pensions, understanding your survivor benefit. Is it a 50%? Is it a 75%? You need to know what those are. These are irrevocable decisions, by the way. So that's why I sit down with individuals. We run the numbers. You're never going to, there's not a perfect answer for Social Security. There's not a perfect answer for all your pension options. But there's answers that you're going to be good about, feel good about, because you've looked at them and you said, this is my decision. So if you have a survivor benefit on your pension, if you defer the Social Security longer, do those things also help longevity risk? Not only during your lifetime for your spouses? Yes, they do. And then you can take a look at life insurance, as I mentioned. Annuities, I've talked about those. Annuities are can give you lifetime income. You transfer the risk to the company to provide the income throughout your lifetime. And it can be joint lifetime income. So think about this example. You have Social Security, which you've tried to max out as best you can. You have a pension. And then you have the annuities. Those are all lifetime income. They come in regardless of the market. They come in regardless of what you have in investments, and they come in at any age. Do you have an income plan? So, you know, these are just all these pieces. And then you might want to look at life insurance and long-term care coverage. You can couple those. I've talked about that in the past. Now to protect the income, this is being complete. So, I wish I had more time. It's a little frustrating because you look at the clock and it's like, okay, I can't get into this detail I'd like to, but I hope I'm planting the seed and giving the ideas that you'll make, that'll make a difference. And so, you know, if you want to take advantage of some of this stuff, I offer it. You know, we'll sit down with you. We'll go through some of these things. But for those of you that really want to do, everybody's situation is unique, and it is. You know, what have you saved? What do you have a pension? Do you not have a pension? Have you done some estate planning? Have you not? What is, are you married? Are you single? All of these things. Everybody's situation is unique. And so if you want to sit down and do a personalized, so I'll say a personalized custom retirement plan, as I said, sometimes saving and investing, you know, that's not, sometimes not enough, because there's all these other moving parts and the rules are changing and we want to stay on top of it. And we certainly don't want to get blindsided. So you've worked too hard. So if you want to schedule a time, we'll get into all of those. You'll walk out of here with a complete, customized, personalized retirement plan. That's the best I can do. I mean, I want to help as many people as I can if we can. So there's spots probably on my calendar. If you want to go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, it'll be a good experience. It will be time well spent, because we're going to dig into a lot of the stuff. We're going to demystify, you know, whether it's a Social Security decision, bring in your tax returns. I say throw everything in a box. What's your marginal tax bracket? And by the way, what can you do before the end of the year? There's maybe some things we can do before the end of the year that are going to have an impact that you'll say down the road, I'm glad I started these things. That's what it's all about. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Lots to get into. We'll be back next week at the same time, same station. You listen to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.